Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Last Thursday, Professor Okamoto reminded us that Advent is a time of hope, and that we live in hope in Christ during the struggles we have of living here in this wilderness. Then on Friday, Professor Kloa continued the same Advent theme of living in the wilderness, but in this case, in God's economy of Isaiah 35. The wilderness and desert will be in bloom and be a place of splendor and joy. Not all wildernesses are wildernesses, and not all gardens are gardens. But because of Christ, we can patiently endure in hope, he said. Our text today continues those same Advent themes of hope and patient endurance and being encouraged. Bear with me for an oddity for a moment. If you have a TLH right directly in front of you, would you pull that out and turn to page 14? If you don't have a TLH right directly in front of you, pull out an LSB and turn to page 308. So, TLH, page 14, LSB, page 308. For the TLH, you'll see a collect for the word there on page 14, and on page 308 in the At Worship section, the first collect is a grace to receive the word. If you were to look at both at the same time, you'd see that in essence, all of us are looking at the same prayer, except for some KJV language and a little longer ending that's in the TLH. If you would, why don't you pray that with me? Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. For several generations, we have used that prayer, that collect of the word. It's become so infused in us. One pastor friend of mine had that collect very well memorized to the point where nearly every time that I heard him pray an extemporaneous prayer, he added in, or he included substantial portions of that collect almost all the time, especially that phrase, the patience and comfort of your holy word. After I heard him do it a few times, I was kind of mildly amused, but once I realized that that prayer was based in Romans 15 in our text today, and I realized how important patience is in pastoral ministry, it became an important prayer for me as well. One we've apparently borrowed from the Anglicans and their Book of Common Prayer. For those of you who had Professor Utek sometime in the past for a P101 class, what was his adage? Patience and tact. So clearly important for pastoral and diaconal ministry. Now, just so we are clear, patience is not the same as passivity or procrastination. The English definition includes a steady perseverance, even-tempered diligence, bearing with provocation, annoyance, or misfortune without complaint or irritation, to suppress restlessness when confronted with delay. Now, on Friday, Professor Kloa, ever the exegete, pointed out that to understand the concept of wilderness in Isaiah 35, you also had to understand its context from Isaiah 1 to 34. While I don't agree with his evaluation of the relative merits of St. Louis versus Chicago, I do concur with him about use of context, especially in this as well. The same holds true in our understanding of our text today that these verses of Romans 15 need Romans 12 to 14, and even Romans 1 to 14 to be fully understood. The patience and endurance that Paul is teaching us is not simply about getting our work done or physically exercising enough. The patient endurance that he's talking about in Romans 12 to 14 is not individualistic, but it is social. It is towards one another. He calls on Christians not to judge one another on disputable matters. He calls upon us to love our neighbor and even love our enemies. He calls upon us to appreciate each other's gifts and to be in harmony with one another. This patient endurance and comfort is one that we share with one another. And I thank you, all of you that have been patient and encouraging to me as well. Now, verse 5 and following of our text harkens us back to the reason we can live in this patient endurance and comfort by echoing the great gospel treatise, which is Romans 1 through 8. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant all of you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ came to be our servant, to patiently endure the cross for us, to love us and to comfort us, because he has conquered death and made us more than conquerors himself. And now he has gone on to bring Jew and Gentile together in hope, in joy, and in peace. Advent is a time to consider the patient hope we have in Christ while we wait for him together in this wilderness. Martin Frontzman put it so beautifully, so poetically in the hymn that we just sang in the third verse. Thou camest to our hall of death, O Christ, to breathe our poisoned air, to drink for us the dark despair that strangled our reluctant breath. How beautiful the feet that trod the road that leads us back to God. How beautiful the feet that ran to bring the great good news to man. Lord Jesus, we wait for you, patiently loving one another. In Jesus' name, amen.